Sermon 17. Beware of another gospel and keep the pure faith toward Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 33. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. For I consider that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles. Even though I am untrained in speech, yet I am not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly manifested among you in all things. Did I commit sin in humbling myself, that you might be exalted, because I preached the gospel of God to you free of charge? I robbed other churches, taking wages from them to minister to you. And when I was present with you, and in need, I was a burden to no one. For what I lacked, the brethren who came from Macedonia supplied. And in everything I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so I will keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no one shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. I say again, let no one think me a fool. If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little. What I speak not according to the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast. For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. For you put up with it if one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face. To our shame, I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool, I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily? My deep concern for all the churches, who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble and I do not burn with indignation? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor, under Aretas the king, was guarding the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desiring to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. Beloved saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 is a word in which the Apostle Paul exhorts the Corinthian church with a strong heart. At the center of this chapter, there is one important theme. That is exactly keeping the purity of the gospel. Paul speaks with deep concern, seeing the fact that the Corinthian church is in danger of being deceived by a different gospel. Paul first speaks like this: "For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Paul expresses himself like a matchmaker between a bridegroom and a bride. Here, the bridegroom is Christ, and the bride is the church. This expression has a very deep meaning. The church is not a simple religious organization, but a community belonging to Christ. The church is the bride to be presented to Christ. Therefore, Paul fears that the church might lose the purity of the faith that believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit toward Christ. Paul speaks, taking the event of Genesis as an example. It is that just as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, people's minds can be corrupted, departing from the sincerity toward Christ. This does not mean a simple moral corruption, but means departing from the gospel. Therefore, Paul gives a very important warning. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. Here Paul speaks of three things: another Jesus, another Spirit, and another gospel. This shows the fact that the essence of the gospel of the water and the Spirit can be corrupted. Outwardly, it seems like speaking of Jesus and speaking of God, but in reality, a message different from the true gospel can be preached. From the perspective of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, this issue is very important. The gospel that the Bible speaks of is simply that Jesus received baptism from John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, and took the judgment of sin on the cross. Jesus received baptism from John to save us from the sins of the world, was killed on the cross, and resurrected to complete our salvation. Jesus came to this earth and received baptism from John the Baptist. The baptism he received from John was the event of bearing the sins of this world. Because Jesus received baptism from John and had the sins of the world transferred to him, he took the judgment of our sins on the cross instead of us. And Jesus, bearing our sins through baptism, shed his blood on the cross and took the judgment of sin instead of us. This word of the gospel is exactly the gospel of the water and the Spirit. It is that Jesus removed and blotted out our sins through the baptism he received from John and the punishment of the cross. However, in history, many people did not fully understand the structure of this gospel of the water and the Spirit, so they have only passed down a partial gospel of the cross. Because some people emphasize human deeds, some people emphasize religious zeal, and some people only speak of the cross, they did not understand the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The different gospel that Paul speaks of is exactly this. All teachings that try to go to God through human effort or religious deeds can become a different gospel from the true gospel of the water and the Spirit. Paul also speaks about himself. He says that though he may be untrained in speech, he is not so in knowledge. Paul did not boast of worldly rhetorical abilities. He preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit free of charge. He tried not to burden the Corinthian church, even by receiving help from other churches. Why did Paul do this? It was to prevent the gospel from being connected with money or human profit. Because the gospel is not a tool for human profit, but the word of the gospel of grace given by God to save people from sin. Paul also uses very strong expressions. He speaks about false apostles and deceitful workers. They disguise themselves as apostles of Christ, but in reality, they were not. Paul says this is not a surprising thing, because Satan also disguises himself as an angel of light. This word is a very important warning. False teachings do not always appear in an evil form. Sometimes they appear in a very godly and beautiful form. However, if that teaching deviates from the true gospel of the water and the Spirit, it ultimately makes people distance themselves from the truth. Therefore, Paul speaks of how many hardships he suffered to keep the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He said he labored more abundantly, was imprisoned multiple times, was beaten, and faced the danger of death many times. He received from the Jews 40 stripes minus one 5 times, was beaten with rods 3 times, was stoned, and suffered shipwreck 3 times. Even in his journeys, he experienced perils of rivers, perils of robbers, perils of his own countrymen, perils of the Gentiles, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, and perils among false brethren. He preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings and cold. However, there was a separate greatest burden for Paul. That was the concern for all of God's churches. He wanted the church to stand upright within the gospel. So he said that if anyone is weak, he also became weak. And if anyone is made to stumble, his heart burned with pain. Paul ultimately boasts of his own weakness. This is a completely different boasting from worldly boasting. Paul does not boast of his abilities, but boasts of his weakness. Because the power of the gospel ministry of the water and the Spirit does not come from humans, but is given by God. Beloved saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 shows an important truth of faith that the church must absolutely keep. That is exactly keeping the purity of the gospel. A person who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit is a person who believes the fact that Jesus completely removed and blotted out our sins through the baptism and the cross. This gospel is not something that can be added to by human deeds or merits. This is the complete history of the gospel of salvation accomplished by God. Therefore, the church must always keep this gospel of the water and the Spirit. The church must not corrupt the gospel by worldly philosophy or human religious thoughts. The church must keep a pure faith toward Christ. And the person who preaches the gospel of the water and the Spirit must become a person who boasts of God's grace, not a person who boasts of his own abilities. This is exactly the message that 2 Corinthians chapter 11 shows us, and the mission of the church viewed from the perspective of the gospel of the water and the Spirit.